Much for joining us. Today's daf is daf Samach Beis, and we are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So again, we're dealing with the topic of shechting Karban Pesach, this week's parsha. The slaughtering of the Karban Pesach has to be l'minuyav, for those who have contributed and signed up for this Karban. We learn at the very top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Shachta l'mulin al-manashi iskapnu bo'arelim bezrika. He shechted it for the people who did have circumcision. But during the Shechita, he says, I'm going to do this bezrika, I'm going to throw the blood for people who didn't have circumcision, that they should have the kapara of Karban Pesach. Rav Chisda says, that makes it pasul. Rabba says it's kosher. The Gemara said, Rav Chisda says it's pasul. Because if you're thinking only about Arelim during the Zrika, that the throwing of the blood is going to be for those who can't eat, for people who have an Arla, they don't have Bris Milah, that's possible. And Rabba says, no, if you'd be thinking about Arelim during the Shechita, because it says Ish Lefi Ochlo Tochosu, that would make it possible. But the fact that you're thinking about Arelim during Zrika, or you're connecting Zrika, the throwing of the blood, with those who don't have Bris Milah, that does not disqualify. So then the Gemara had said, here on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, at the very top of the Amud, Amar Rabba Rabba Sabina Aminala, what's my source for this idea that a thought of people not circumcised during the Zrika is kosher? The Tanya, my source is a Braisa. Braisa says, Yachol Yifsol B'nei Chabur Abayin Imo. Maybe an Arel would disqualify everybody else who's counted up with him, the other B'nai Chabura, who do a Bris Milah. And if you shecht for a group, and in the group there are those without Bris Milah and those with Bris Milah, those who are without Bris Milah disqualify those who are with Bris Milah. The carbon is possible. And I would tell you, maybe I could resolve this question from logic. Vidinim, oh, Arla Poselos, Tumah Poselos. Arla is a disqualifier. Tumah is a disqualifier. Ma Tumah Luasa Ba Mixes Tumah Kachal Tumah. In Tumah, partial Tumah doesn't make a problem. So Arla, so maybe with not a Bris Milah, the Lassabah makes us Arla, Kachol Arla, partial Arla is not going to be a disqualifier. Or Klachel Derech Zum, maybe go to the other way. Hov Arla Posel, as is Mad Posel. The Arla creates a disqualifier. Having a thought of Chutz L'Zman creates a disqualifier. Mazman, also makes us Mad Kachol Zman, just like when you have a thought of Chutz L'Zmano, even on just part of the carbon, the whole thing is possible. Of Arla, so in regards to Arla, us, namely lack of Bris Milah, mix us Arla, Kachol Arla. Even just partially, somebody not having a Bris Milah disqualifies the whole thing. And then says the Bryce and Arla Midomar. Maybe we have to see what is it more similar to? Is Arla more similar to Tumah? Is Arla more similar to Chutzlis Mano? Done in Davar Sheinu Noeg B'Chalas Vachim. Do we compare to disqualifiers that are not in all Karbanos, they're only in Pesach? Davar Sheinu Noeg B'Chalas Vachim. Whereas the thought of eating some of it at the wrong time is noeg b'chalas vachim, so that's not like arla, it's not like tumah. Maybe go the other way. You learn arla where there is a disqualification when you slaughter for the arelim, and it never becomes permitted. So that's like slaughtering with the intent to eat it at the wrong time, which is a disqualifier that's never permitted. Don't say, well, if I slaughter for a group of people, some tame, some tar, that's okay. So if I slaughter for a group of people, some with Bris Milah, some without, it should also be okay. No, tumah is not comparable. Shut michlala, because the tumah is a disqualifier, which sometimes there is no disqualification. If everybody's tame, then you're allowed to do the karban, tumah huchavit zibur. Tamalomar, so basically the Svaros can't prove it, so the Brisa says the resolution's on the word Zos. Alright, this is all a Brisa. Says Rabba, this is my proof. Again, Rabba holds that if you slaughter with the intent to throw the blood for people who don't have Bris Milah, it'll still be a kosher karba. So my Zos, how do you learn things from the word Zos? The way to read the Brisa is like this. If you're going to tell me the kula arla pasla, if you're slaughtering just for Arelim, that's when it's possible. Miktsasa, if those who don't have Bismillah are only a portion, then lo possible, and it's not disqualified. So then, V'chol Arel Nafka. So that we already learned from the words V'chol Arel. The way to read V'chol Arel is to say only if it's all Arelim. It's not from the word Zos. So why did the Braisa quote the word Zos? Rather, this is the way to read the Braisa. From the words V'chol Arel, I would learn Kul Arel Pasla. If you slaughter just for Arelim, it's possible. Miktsasa, if it's partially Arelim, lo Pasla. It's not possible. That's if you slaughter it. So maybe you'll say the same thing would be with throwing the blood. If you throw it only for people who don't have bris milah, it is possible. If you're throwing it for both people with bris milah, people without bris milah, be kosher. So to reject that, that's we have the word zos, this. In other words, zos, this, bishchita, this law, that if it's only for the arelim, v'chal arel, then it's no good. That's in shchita. Shchitu the kula arla miyapsala. If it's only for the arelim, the shchita is only for the uncircumcised. That's when it's possible. Avolzrika, but in regards to the throwing of the blood, it's not part of the zos. Then afilu kula arla. Even if you only threw the blood for people who are arelim, that milapasa doesn't disqualify. So from zos, Rabba says his law. Rabba says if you shecht for mulim with the intention to throw for the arelim, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because the whole concept of disqualifying when there's an arla in the picture is from the words v'chal arel, but the Torah says zos, to limit those words only to the case of shchita. V'chitaim, and if you're going to ask me, why should there be such a law? My kula dizrika. Why would dizrika be more lenient than the shchita? Shchita only for the arelim is possible, but zrika only for the arelim is kosher. I'll tell you, Zrika is more lenient. In other regards too, the whole idea of Ishlufi Achlo Tachosu, you have to be thinking about the eaters, is only a law in the Shchita. Tachosu, do the Shchita. So there's never a thought of, did you do the Zrika for non-eaters? Therefore, if you did the Zrika for Arelim, it's Kasher. However, Rav Chisda says, that's not the way to read the Braisa. Adraba, the opposite. Le'idach Kisa. The Braisa is actually saying my point. The Braisa is saying that if you shecht with the intent to throw for Arelim, you shechted for Mulim, but you intend to throw for Arelim, it's possible. The Braisa is saying that it's possible. Because Tamalum of V'chol Arel. Once it said V'chol Arel, that you would learn Kula Arel Apostle. If there was an Avoda done only for Arelim, only for those without a Bris Milah, that passes it. Miktsasa, if the avoda was done partially for Arelim, partially for those with Bismillah, lo pasla, doesn't disqualify it. But that's only zos, that's only in the shchita. Avol, but zrika is different. In the zrika, afilo miktsasa nami pasla. The zrika is more strict. In the zrika, even if it's only partially for the Arelim, it's pasla. And certainly, if the zrika is only for Arelim, it is pasla. V'chitei mu'adin le zrika. And maybe you're going to tell me, no, Zrika is like Shchita. Adi'ika kula arla, lo pasla. That the same way Shchita, if you shecht for Arelim and non-Arelim is kosher. But if you shecht it only for Arelim, it's pasal. So say Zrika is the same. Zrika, if it's only for the Arelim, it's pasal. If it's for both, it's kosher. No, Tamaloma, that's the pasal. It says Zos. Shchita hu demiktsasa lo psala. The Zos is to say that only in Shchita, some involvement of circumcised makes it kosher. Zos and Shchita, Abel Zrika, but in regards to Zrika, Afilo Miktsasa, even if it's only partial, Psala, it already is disqualified. So here you're saying that Zrika is much stricter than Shchita. The opposite of Rabba's view. So why should the Zrika be so strict? The answer is, if I could just ask everybody to go on mute, the answer is, lo mikvah pigel elo bezrika. Because in general, the zrika is the key part of the karban. And what makes the karban pigel is that the zrika was done. Everything was done. Karva matrik mitzvaso. The zrika was done right. Maskevah Ravashi. This is what we learned yesterday. So now Ravashi challenges this. Maskevah Ravashi. Mimai dahai v'chol arel. Kulamashma, why do you keep assuming that the words V'chol Arel imply that you did an avoda only for people without bris milah? Dilmahai v'chol arel mashma kol duhu arla. Maybe v'chol arel means when there's any element of arla involved. Because Rachmana zos. No, when Hashem says zos, it's not to say only shechita. It's to say no, it's not any element. It has to be exclusively for arelim. Adi kakula arla lo pasla. It has to be that you did the avoda only for arelim. And maybe loshna b'shchita v'loshna b'zrika, both the slaughtering if it's only for arelim, and the zrika if it's only for arelim, is disqualified. So Ella Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi said this brisa is not the source for Rabba and Rav Chisda. Says Ravashi, Rav Chisda and Rabba b'hai krokam ifli. They're not arguing based on b'chal arel versus zos. They're arguing based on the psukim about doing a karban shelo l'menuyav, doing the karban pesach for people who were not the owners. In general, when you have a karban, let's say Yaakov buys the karban, he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kohanim throw the blood, not for Yaakov, but for Reuven. He said, let Reuven get kapara with the throwing of the blood. That disqualifies it, shelo l'balav, that disqualifies the karban based on the following pasuk. The pasuk says, v'nir tzalo, it'll be accepted to him, l'chaper olav, to atone for him. It says, Allah al chaveiro. The atonement is when it's for him, but not when you're thinking about his friend. So Rabba Savar Rabba holds, since the whole pasuk of Shalolu Bailav is from this pasuk, Allah al chaveiro, so there's a certain linkage between him and the friend. Chaveiro du mididay. When you're thinking about the friend, it's disqualified when the friend is within the realm, like him. Mahudabar Kapara, he's somebody who could gain atonement, who's obligated in the karban. Al chaver the bar kapara. So too, when you think about a friend, instead of him, it'd have to be a friend who you could gain atonement, who's part of the obligations. Lafuki hai oral, and that would exclude a person who's uncircumcised. The lav bar kaparahu, he's not at all part of karban pesach. He's not obligated at all. His savor, his the whole tai aral nami kivan debar chiyuvahu. The aral is obligated in karban pesach bar kaparahu. How is the aral, the non-circumcised, obligated in karban pesach? Hold the boy masaki nashik, because if he wants to, he could give himself a bris milah. So since if he wanted to, he could give himself a bris milah, then he would be able to eat the karban pesach. So he's considered within the world of karban pesach. So there, if you're thinking about him and he wasn't part of this karban pesach, he disqualified it. Ask the Gemara, really, immediately, Rav Chisda is the one who says that since somebody could do something, it's already, it gives him a status, he's within the world of this karban. Wait, remember, didn't we learn earlier in the Masechta? Oh, from Yom Tov L'chol, if somebody bakes on Yom Tov for a weekday, Rav Chisda says, we beat him up, he violated Yom Tov. Rabba Amarina Loka, Rabba says, no, we don't beat him up, he didn't violate Yom Tov. Rabba Amarina Loka, Rabba says, he didn't violate Yom Tov, I is not cooking for Yom Tov. We say, no, it could be it is Yom Tov cooking. I mean, we say, hol v'imiklu lo'orchem, since guests could come. Chazi le'hashta. Right? Since guests could come, that would then make it permissible for them to have this food. Imiklu le'orchem chazi le'. If guests would come to him, it would be appropriate for him. Then it's cooking for Yom Tov. So hashtanami chazi le'. So even now, it's considered something appropriate. Although lucky, he doesn't get lashes. Rav Chisda Amar Loka, Rav Chisda says he doesn't get lashes. Lo Amin El Ho'il. We don't say that since something could happen, we already take that into account. We look at what actually happened. Right now, he just cooked Yom Tov. So Bishma, the Rabba, Lokash. Okay, I can understand Rabba is not contradicting Rabba. Hacham Achusar Maisa. He doesn't say Ho'il, that since a guy could actually cut his skin, it's as if he cut his skin. That's a big act. To assume that he... Since he could do an act as if he did an act, that we're not going to say. But Hasan Loma Chusar Maisa, but there, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. But there, where it's not missing an act on him, it's that other people might come. Other people might come. Oh, Rav Chisda, Kasha. But if Rav Chisda says that we say since he could give himself a bris milah, it's as if already he's within the realm of Karban Pesach. So then why wouldn't you say, since guests could come, it's already considered food that was cooked for Yom Tov? Answer the Gemara, I mean, they answered in the yeshiva. He lasted there because the ho'il l'kula. Rav Chisda doesn't say the svara of Hoil, since something could happen, okay, therefore let's get him off the hook and don't give him lashes. But l'chumra, but to say that since he could give himself a bris milah, therefore he is considered someone obligated in Pesach, and thinking about him instead of the rightful owner is considered deviating from the rightful owner, and now let's ruin something to be strict, Islay there, he does accept the svara, the logic of Hoil. Right, that's the bottom line. Bottom line is the argument between Rabbi and Rav Chisda is based on this issue, that we know the Torah says you offer the karban for the rightful owner, implying it can't be for somebody else. Who's that somebody else? Someone who also is within the laws of these karbanos. So Rabbi says, you're thinking about Arelim. They're not in any way connected to the karban. So if you shech, to throw the blood for the Arelim, that's not a problem. Because it says, no, Arelim are connected to the karban. If they'd give a bris milah, they'd be obligated. It would be their karban. So this is considered within the law of Shalom Levalov.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Are we dealing here with how do you say it?
Hoil? Hoil. Yes.
But there is no end to this
Well, to some degree, right? Since certain things could happen, we assume that we already take them into account. So now we'll see how far we go with that. So I'm only Marzutra Bredri of Mari Ravina. Marzutra, the son of Rav Mari, said to Ravina, let's go back to the Braisa. Katani, the Braisa said, Ho ilva orla poselas, vatuma poselas. Right? We wanted to know, if you shecht for a group, within that group some don't have brismila, some have brismila. So we said, shechting for those who don't have bris milah is a disqualifier. Shechting for people who are tameh is a disqualifier. So not tumah lo asa, but mixes tumah kachol tumah, just like in tumah, if only some of the people are tameh, it's not disqualifying. Partial is not like the whole thing. Of arla lo asa, mixes arla kachol arla. So to an arla, thinking about some who have an arla, it's not like all. Some have an orla. It's not the same as all who have an orla. Right? You might have said the same thing. Right? Or we say, no, we don't compare. Mazel tov, mazel tov. So says the Gemara, Hai tamei chidami. What's this case of tuma? Ilema b'tumas gavra. We're talking about people who are tamei. U'maylu asa b'miktas tuma kachol tuma. And what does it mean, what I just said? If you have four or five people who are tummy, and arba v'chamisha gavri tohor, four or five people that are tohor, upas nitzmeim l'tohorim. If you shechted for the all ten of them, the fact that some of them are tummy doesn't disqualify those who are tohor. Gavri orla nami, but orla has the same law. Hello, pasli. The Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says, if you shecht for people with brismila and for people without brismila, it's kosher. So Mishnah, tumah d'pshitale. How is it that the Braisa knows this part of the Mishnah in regards to tumah? The Mishnah Arla d'masafkale doesn't know this part of the Mishnah in regards to Arla. Ellis, when the Braisa was saying, if you're shechting for a group, and some of the group are Arelim, some of the group are not Arelim, is that comparable to tumah? What case of tumah is it trying to compare to? Ella b'tumas basa. It's not comparing to a case of shechting for a group of people, some tameh, some not tameh. Because the Braisa doesn't know that. Same way it didn't know the Mishnah about Arelim and non-Arelim, it doesn't know the Mishnah about tameh and non-tameh. But it's saying, in Arelim and non-Arelim, we compare it to an item, to a carbon, where some of the carbon is tameh. Milo asabo mixes tumah kachal tumah. In tumah we know that if there's partial tumah, it's still okay. If only one of the limbs is tameh, that which is tameh gets burned, the rest gets eaten. Okay, so the Braisa says, if you shecht for an arel together with non-arel, we compare that to the tumah issues. When you shechted a carbon and now some of the carbon became tameh, we know that the rest of the carbon is okay. So maybe here when you shecht for arelim and non-arelim, the carbon's still okay. Right? We compare Arla to Tumah. That's what the beginning of the Braisa was saying. Or no, we compare Arla to Chutz L'Zmano. Just like in Chutz L'Zmano, just like a little bit of it makes a problem for the whole thing. In Arla too, a little bit of Arela makes a problem for the whole thing. Tumayukimta, what did you say what was the case of the Braisa? The Tumas Bas. Braisa in the beginning is trying to compare our Arelim to Tumah to the Basa. But Amasema, then go on to the Braisa. The Braisa says, we're not really sure. Maybe we should learn the bris is going to be upstairs. Yeah, the bris is upstairs, yeah. No, the minion is going to be upstairs. It's a separate minion upstairs. So Dan and Davar, Shina Noeg Michal Azvachim, do we derive Arla from Tumah, because both of them are things unique to Pesach? And we ignore the law of Chutz L'Zmano, thinking about the wrong time to eat it. Because that's something which applies to all karbanos. So now, in this line, oh my tumah, what type of tumah is it talking about over here? In him, tumas basar, if we're saying that we compare shechting for arelim and non-arelim to shechting and then some of it becoming tamei, am I in a noeg b'chol hazvachim? Why is that something which is not applying to all karbanos? Of course it applies to all karbanos. El pshita b'tumas gavri, clearly that's talking about when you're shechting for a person who's tamei. So, what way is this law of tamei not applicable to other karbanos? I mean, all karbanos of tamei can't eat. The answer is the way you b'chol hazvachim, and all other karbanos are all the time mashal karbanos the same. And all other karbanos, the tamei can send his karban with a shliach, and he can bring it for him. But in Pesach, arol v'tamei mashal chem pischem, because the tamei and the arol can't eat the Pesach, they also can't send the Pesach. So, understand that. Reisha b'tumas basa. The beginning of the braisa, we're trying to compare our arla. Right, a guy who doesn't have bismillah with a group, we're comparing that to a karban where some of it is tamei and some of it's not tamei. Then safe, then we say, but maybe we should be comparing arla with tumah because arla and tumah are unique to Pesach. But that's in tumas gavra. That's a person who's tamei. That's not when the animal is tamei. And we say, yeah, that's the way to read the braisa. Shame tumah kapar. Right, we're saying the concept of tumah. Some aspects of Tumah are unique to Pesach, just like aspects of Arla are unique to Pesach. So maybe that compares Tumah to Pesach, Tumah to Arla. And therefore we say, we'll learn, you know, the law of an Arel to the law of a piece of the carbon being Tumah, because there are other aspects that are unique to Tumah and only Arla. They both have the law that they can't send the carbon. The boys say, I can say like this, say Fanami, the end of the Braisa also, the Tumas Basar, it's still talking about where the meat became tamei. We say that's something which applies to all karbanos. That's not unique to Pesach. No, there are some aspects of the meat becoming tamei that are unique to Pesach. What does it mean when the Braisa says maybe arla should be compared to tumah because both of them are unique to Pesach? Because in all other karbanos, vein shenitma chelev ubasar kain. Whether the fat, which is supposed to go into the mizbeach, got tamei, and the meat is kosher, it didn't become tamei. Or where the meat, where the person is supposed to eat, becomes tamei, v'chelev kayam, and the chelev is not tamei. Zorik es hadam, you can still throw the blood. Yilvei Pesach, whereas in Korban Pesach, nitma chelev u'basar kayam, if the meat that you're supposed to eat is tahor, but the chelev that's supposed to go into the mizbeach gets tamei, zorik es hadam, you can still throw the blood. But if the meat, which is supposed to be eaten, became tamei, even though the fat is tahor, because at the time you can't throw the blood. So you see that there's certain laws about the item becoming tamei that are unique to Pesach. Says the Gemara again. How did we explain the beginning of the Braisa? B'tumas basa. The beginning of the Braisa is talking about where the carbon, some of the carbon became tamei. We're saying, when some of the carbon becomes tamei, the carbon as a whole is still kosher. So maybe also when one of the group that you're slaughtering for is an RL, the whole thing is still kosher, right? That's what the Braisa says. Eima Seifa, but now read the end of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Dan in davar shalahutar michlalo, midavar shalahutar michlalo. Maybe we learn, one guy being an RL, from the thought of chutz l'zmano, because both of those are disqualifiers that are absolute. Al tochiach tumah, the law that if one of the people you're sorting for is tamei, shouldn't be comparable to it. Tumah shouldn't be comparable to this. Sharihutam michlala, because tumah is something that's permitted when everybody's tamei. So now says the Gemara, bottom of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The ma'ayu kimta. The ma'ayu. What case of tumah are we talking about over here? Kilema b'tumas. basar, everything again. We're trying to compare when you slaughter for a group. Some of the group are arelim and some are not. We compare that to when you slaughtered a carbon and part of the carbon became tamei. Echutra, where in the law of the meat becoming tamei does it ever become permitted? Elabshita, so must be again, but Tumas Gavri. We're saying that when there are people who are tamei, then it's permitted when everybody's tamei. Echutra miklala, betzibur, when the whole community is tamei. So again, we have the same problem. Reisha betumas basar. The beginning of the Braisa was trying to compare a group, some with brismila, some without brismila, to a karban where some of it is tamei and some of it's not tamei. And same for then as the Braisa goes on, suddenly betumas gavri, it starts saying, starts talking about slaughtering for people who are tamei. Someone says, yes. Shame tumah kafar. Again, the same thing we said before. That we're saying, you know, the concept of tumah in regards to karban pesach is sometimes permitted. Sometimes it's permitted. It's permitted when tumah hutra betzibur. So since the concept is sometimes permitted, maybe it's not comparable to arelim, which are never permitted. And maybe you should compare arelim to chutzlas manav, which is never permitted. That's what it's saying. Yibayis Eim, alternatively, I can tell you, kula betumas basar. No, the whole braisa is still talking about where the flesh became tameh. Heichra hutra, and where do you ever see that when the meat of the carbon becomes tamei, it can become permitted? Betumas Pesach, in regards to Pesach. The time is written in the Mishnah, Pesach haba betumah. If everybody is tamei, and you can bring the carbon Pesach in a state of tumah. So after they slaughtered these carbonos Pesach, the owners are going to touch them, the owners are going to make them tamei. Nechal betumah can even be eaten in a state of tumah. Shalabah mitchilas ve'el achilah. Mazel tov, Ruth. Mazel tov. The only bringing of the karban is for the eating. The whole essence of a karban is to eat it. The essence of the karban pesach is to eat it. So once you're allowed to bring the karban pesach b'tzumah, you're also allowed to eat it b'tzumah. Mazel Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, asked now a different question. On the idea of Rav Chisda of Hoi. We learned that Pesach Shav Rosh Nasa. Let's say you had a carbon, you had an animal that was a carbon Pesach. It was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You made it holy as a carbon Pesach, but you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach. And now it's next year's Erev Pesach. So now you can't bring it because it's over a year. Ushchata bizmano lishmo. But you still slaughter it on Erev Pesach as a Pesach. So you're slaughtering what's disqualified. You should be slaughtering it as a shlamin. Or Ashochet Acherim L'Shem Pesach Bizmanah. You take Shlamim and you slaughter the Shlamim as a Pesach on Erev Pesach. Rebbe Lezer posts, Rebbe Lezer says it's disqualified. Yeshua Machshit, Yeshua says it's Kashim. Taima Bizmanah. So, when does Rebbe Lezer say it's possible? When you shechted it? When you shechted Shlamim as a Pesach? When it's Erev Pesach? But if you were to shech the shlam as a Pesach on other days in the year, apparently Blaz would hold its kasha. So now, if that's the case, so why, if you slaughter it during the rest of the year, is it kasha? Name, why don't we say Hoel Bizmano Posa? Since if Hoel Bizmano Posa, since if you shech the shlam as a Pesach on Erev Pesach, it would be possible. Shalom bezmano nami posel. Even if you shecht it when it's not Erev Pesach, when you shecht the shlam as a Pesach, it should be posel because you could wait with it. And if you would wait with it and then slaughter it, it would be posel. So even though you didn't wait with it, it should be as if you waited with it and it should be posel. Doesn't Rav Chisda say that since something could happen, it's as if it did happen? Rav Papa said there's a special posel. Shani Yasam there is a special posel. There it's different. The pasuk says, "Va'amartem zevach Pesach hu laHashem," and you are to say, "It is an offering of Pesach to Hashem." Hu b'havayasa, it should be brought in its state. It should be brought as a Pesach. Lo hu l'shem achirim, shouldn't bring the Pesach as a shlamim. Lo achirim l'shmo, and you shouldn't bring shlamim as a Pesach. They should be brought. You should bring the Pesach as a Pesach. So, since from the same pasuk we learned that the Pesach should be brought as a Pesach, and that Shlam shouldn't be brought as a Pesach, we can also compare the two to each other. And just like Bizmano, Shehu Pasul L'Shem Acherim, just like the Pesach is only disqualified when you made it a Shlamim, when it's Erev Pesach, So to Acherim Psulim Lishmo, to say that Shlamim slaughtered as a Pesach is disqualified, only Bismano, but Shalom Bismano, if it's not the time for Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, then even a Shlamim slaughtered for a Pesach is going not going to be Pasul. We don't say, oh, but you could have waited. Shalom Bismano, Shehu Kasher L'Shem Acherim. Then if you slaughtered the Pesach as a Shlamim, it's Kasher. So then also Acherim Kshirim Lishmo, if you slaughtered the Shlamim as a Pesach, it would be kosher, and we don't say the idea of ho'il. All right, a story of Simlai, also lekamed Rabbi Yochanan. Simlai once came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amarle, he said to him, Nisni lei mar sefer yuchsin. I'd like the master of Yochanan to teach me the book of genealogy, namely the book of Divrei Hayamim, all of the great genealogy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amarle, he said, Meichanat, where do you come from? Amarle, he said, I come from Lud. Heichan Mo Savach, where do you live? I live in Harda. Amarle, he said, listen, I'm not doing it. We don't teach the book of Divrei Hayamim, of the book of genealogy, not for people from Lud, nor for people from Narda, because they don't have yichus. They get offended when they hear about all the great people who have yichus. Because cannot, certainly you, that you're born from Lud and you live in Narda. So kafis, Rabbi Simlai put a lot of pressure on Rabbi Yochanan, please, 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 teach me Divrei Hayamim. The arts of Rabbi Yochanan agreed. Amar leis, Rabbi Simlai said to Rabbi Yochanan, okay, now that you agreed to teach me Divrei Hayamim, Nislaya Miklasa Yarchi, teach it to me in 3 months. So that Rabbi Yochanan was offended with. He said, Shakal Kali took a bunch of dirt, Pasakbe threw it at him. Amarle said, Omar Bruria, to visit Rabbi Meir. Think about Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir. Rather Rabbi Chanina ben Tarajan, the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tarajan, Netanya Klasme Ashmaitza Biyoma, she would learn 300 lessons every day. Miklasme Rabbasa from 300 teachers. She wasn't able to master the book of genealogy in 3 years. Atamat b'tlasayach, you're going to say you're going to do it in 3 months? So Kishak of Azil says, Reb Simlai turned to leave. Amalei, he asked Reb Yochanan a question about Hilchos Pesach. Rebbe, ah, ben lishmo v'shalo lishmo. What's the difference when you're slaughtering Korban Pesach or doing Korban Pesach? Some with the thought of Pesach, some with the thought of different Korban, where it's Pasul, whereas lo'ochla v'shalo lo'ochla, if you're thinking about those who eat it and those who don't eat it, then it's kosher. Amalei said, okay, ho, it's Rumi Rabbanatu, you're Tam Tchacham, Tam Emelach, I'll give you the answer. If you're thinking about Pesach plus something else, that's a disqualification in the carbon itself. Thinking about those who can eat it and those who can't eat it, that's not a disqualification in the carbon himself. Think about Lishmo and Shalom Lishmo, you have Shalavari Suri, you can't divide up the problematic part. Think about those who can eat it and those who can't eat it, you have Shalavari Suri, you can divide up the problematic part. Thinking about Shalom Lishma, that's a disqualification in any of the four avodos. Thinking about the eaters and the non-eaters, in barba avodos, it's not in all four avodos, it's only in the shechita. Thinking about the Pesach and not for the Pesach, that can apply to a carbon communal, the same way it applies to an individual carbon. But thinking about the eaters and the non-eaters, ain't a bit zebra can be yachid. It doesn't apply to the communal carbon, because communal carbon, of course, everybody's an eater. So Rav Ashi said, "Sulo begufo and ef shalavari suro chadamilsi." The fact that shalol lishmo is an intrinsic disqualification, and the fact that you can't divide up the disqualification is one thing. Matam amar psulo begufo. Why is it that Shalom Lishmo is an intrinsic disqualification? Because you can't divide it up. You can't say part of it was Shalom Lishmo, and part of it was Lishma. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll stop here.